I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been almost 10 months since a powerful earthquake struck Haiti, and yet 1.3 million people remain stuck in tented camps. Conditions for many are still desperate. There's violence, especially against women, and it's on the rise. These are the findings of a report by the nonprofit group called Refugees International. This report was co-authored by Melanie Teff, who's now in Washington, D.C. You say that Haiti is still trapped in emergency phase. It's been months, 10 months, as we said, since the earthquake. So why is this the case?
Well, as you say, there are over a million people stuck in these overcrowded, squalid camps. And there's no plans for transitioning them out of the camps and to get them into back into their homes, get rebuilding happening again, get people outside of Port-au-Prince to the provinces where there would be more chance of a dignified life. Those plans are not happening. The money's held up. The Haitian government has not resolved land disputes, and the humanitarian operation just seems stuck.
Who's in charge of the humanitarian operation?
The United Nations is responsible for the humanitarian operation, and we have different agencies responsible for different parts of it. So for the camps, the International Organization for Migration is responsible.
Is that a UN organization?
It's not. It's an intergovernmental organization. It has a mammoth task. I mean, 9 months on, the materials that people were given for their tents are rotting because of the sun, because of the rains. And so they don't have proper shelter from the heat and the rains now. There aren't enough latrines. When you go to the camps, there is often an overwhelming smell coming from the latrines. And perhaps the worst things that I heard were from the women's groups who told us how scared they are living in the camps. I heard so many stories of gang rapes, of increased domestic violence, of women who have no alternatives but prostitution in order to support their families. And now, despite how miserable the camps are, people are also scared that they're going to be evicted from them because landowners are starting to say that they want their land back. And that's leading to threats and intimidation against camp residents.
Okay. We should say that we're going to hear a wider story about the prostitution problem in Haiti in just a few minutes. By the way, we're in touch with, through the BBC, in touch with the United Nations. And a spokeswoman there, Imogen Wall, says, for one thing, she agrees with some of the findings by Refugee International, that security is a problem, policing is underfunded at the refugee camps. She also talked about the sexual violence, and here's what she had to say.
Sexual violence was a serious problem in Haiti before the quake. It continues to be a serious problem outside the camps as well as in the camps. In many ways, this isn't a situation created by the quake.
Do you agree with that, Melanie Teff?
I certainly agree that sexual violence was a problem before the quake. I do think, though, that the conditions in the camps have exacerbated the levels of sexual violence. We spoke with local women's groups who told us they were now receiving three times the number of reports of sexual violence that they were receiving before the quake. Now, maybe more people are coming forward because there's more attention to this issue and they're more aware that there are places to go. But I agree it was a pre-quake problem, but we need to deal with it now. Those women's groups need to get support. We need to get better policing in the camps. Now we have the UN police are doing some patrols in the camps, which is a good step forward, but they don't have enough staff. In particular, they don't have translators, so they can't communicate with the camp residents, which is a huge problem. They don't have enough transport, so they can't get out to the camps. And the Haitian National Police are very rarely turning up.
Well, the police, according to Imogen Wall of the United Nations, the policing is, as she says, a problem because there's not enough money to support more police there. But here's what she had to say about security in general at the camps.
The camps are actually largely relatively peaceful. We've had very, very few security incidents in the camps. I think that's really worth stressing. I think it's very unfair to accuse the Haitian people of creating large-scale security problems in camps because those aren't there.
She says those aren't there, the large-scale security problems. Melanie, when you were at the camps, did you witness anything for yourself? How did you get the information that you have about security problems?
It came from the camp residents. It depends what you mean by large-scale security problems. I disagree that people feel secure in the camps. People told us that they are frightened when they have to go out to the latrine in the dark at night, and most of the camps do not have lighting still. They told us that they're scared because they have no locks on the doors of many of the latrines, and so people can push the doors in. They're living in flimsy material that can be cut through with a knife, and a lot of the violence that's happening is robbery related, people's petty thefts, but also violence against women is happening.
All right, Melanie Tuff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Melanie Tuff of Refugees International co-authored a report on the harrowing conditions in parts of Haiti nearly 9 months after the earthquake. You can find a link to the report at theworld.org.